surprise.
Mm-mm.
Oh, a lovely surprise. And we can speak to that surprise because that surprise is hiding around the corner. And that surprise is Toby's mum. Good morning, Toby's mum.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning.
Now, are you normally an early riser? Is this early for you or normal for you?
Slightly on the early side, but I am quite an early riser.
You look lovely, so you're hiding around the corner. This is Ingrid, everybody, Ingrid Tarrant. This is woman is responsible for putting Toby Tarrant on the surf.
Absolutely. Whether
you might see that as a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, no, it's a wonderful thing for me. I think, oh, I'm so proud of him. But, yeah, it might be a bad thing for the rest of you.
Yeah. It's true as well that he's your favourite son, isn't he? He's your favourite child.
Oh, he loves to think that. No, I have no favourite child. I love them all, but in different ways. All the same in different ways.
Have you, you must be very proud of your boy. Probably for the first time ever, I would imagine, but certainly the last couple of days.
No, Chris, not for the first time ever, but I am immensely proud of him on this, because this really is a challenge. I haven't seen him struggle actually quite so much with anything like this. And so, good on him. I am actually incredibly proud. I'm very impressed. It doesn't look easy, and he's in pain. I can see that.
It's a lot of pain, and also it's not just physical, it's mentally really difficult as well. And I'd say it's very, very, very challenging physically on him, but I would say it's equally as challenging mentally, especially today, because he's got to redo what he did on Monday.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's going back on your own tracks, isn't it? But Toby is mentally brilliant. He's a very positive person. He turns the negative into a positive. And he'll do it. This is for charity. Makes a huge difference because that is the driving force.
Yeah.
I think that is the key to it. When you're doing it for charity and not yourself, but you're doing achieving that at the same time, so you're getting both. But when it's for charity, that makes a huge difference. You just keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he'll do it. He will do it. I have no doubt.
He will do it. I'd be very surprised if he didn't complete it, but it's going to be really tough. I mean, he'll be... On Monday when he did it, he sent me a text in when he'd finished saying the last 4 hours were brutal. And so he knows that's coming today, and that's a toughie. But I'm hoping, because he knows the last 4 hours are going to be brutal, he's going to imagine it being more brutal than it actually was. So when it gets to it, in a weird way, he's like, oh, do you know what? It actually wasn't as bad as I remembered it on Monday.
It won't take it by surprise, will it, today?
Fingers crossed. Yeah, that's true. I just said to him, Toby, just roll with it because all the best laid plans go wonky anyway, because he was getting quite sort of despondent before he even set off because plans kept on changing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, just roll with it, take it as it comes, it'll be funny. And when I heard that you had to take the head off the unicorn because they hadn't factored the height of the bridge of the unicorn, oh, that just had me laughing, really belly laughing. And I think this is what we just got to do. We got to laugh and smile the whole way through and just whatever happens, happens, because it's going to happen.
It is, yeah.
And he'll go, I've brought him a bra.
A bra?
A sports bra.
You said you brought him a bra there, Ingrid.
I did say bra, B-R-A. It's one of my own sports ones because even his nipples are sore, he's telling me.
Oh, we've already talked about the mental torture, Ingrid. That I think if you say, I brought one of my own bras for you to wear, that could just tip him over the edge.
Oh, well, I hope he doesn't flip me over the edge when he sees me on the boat. He might hate the idea.
Now, are you going to get in next to him and do a bit of paddling this morning?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Right. He'll love that. And he has no idea about this either.
No.
Great.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Nobody would let the cat out of the bag. No.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say it because, you know, I have to say it. Toby's mum's quite sexy, isn't she?
Very sexy lady.
Very that voice is very sexy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my morning voice.
I like the gravel. I like it. So it's like Mariella Fostrop after a couple of packets of fags. I like it.
Oh no, she's got a really sexy voice. Mine just turns into sweet by the end of the day.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming down to do this. Your boy's doing really well.
Yeah.
And you go and get ready and then for the surprise when we speak to him in about 10 minutes and we'll speak to you again then.
And can I just say to your listeners, please, please, please support him, because even if it's just messages, because it's just so inspiring. and encouraging, but it would be just both for make some noise and thank you, Domino.
Oh, yes,
thank you, Ingrid. I'll speak to you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
So there you go.
Brilliant.
There's Toby's sexy mum, Ingrid Tarrant. And yeah, and getting in a little mention for the proud sponsors or supporters of this challenge, Domino Who Who's. There you go. Good Lord. She's well trained, isn't she, Pip?
Isn't she?
All right, so Toby doesn't know his mum's here.
No.
So when we speak to Toby, so we'll do the news and then we might play a song or whatever. We'll get, when we get the thumbs up to go live to Toby, that means he's just about to set off on today's challenge, day three, which is exactly the same as day one, and then we'll surprise him with his mum, and maybe we'll tell him how much he's raised so far. Do not switch off. We will speak to Toby after the news, and the news with Dominic Byrne is next.
The Chris Moyles Show. Chris Moyles Show.
With Skoda. Jump in and fuel your curiosity.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Tarrant versus the Thames.
Radio X's charity, Globals Make Some Noise, supports small charities across the UK.
And you can help them and me on my ridiculous pedalo challenge by donating now.
Find out more.